Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, if you're like me, you might have noticed a couple of little things this week. Morning's a little bit cooler, a little bit lower humidity. The length of the day is getting shorter. It means we're getting towards the end of summer. And late summer fishing can be some of the best, but you might need to change your tactics because some of those saltwater inshore fish will be in a transitional pattern. And we've got some professionals, as we do each and every week, to help you find them and catch them. And if you had a successful fishing trip yourself, we'd like to include it along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it to the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. You do that by texting your message real time here to the studio, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. You know, and as summer starts to slowly turn to fall, a couple things you want to be on the lookout for. One is red snapper. We have the latest red snapper watch numbers for Louisiana coming up as we close in on the end of that season. I got the opening of a couple of other seasons. Dove season opens in Louisiana and Mississippi next weekend. And teal season, we've been looking for reports. We've got a few, but with tomorrow's full moon and a little cool front that's coming in Monday, well, we can expect them to start showing up in some bigger numbers. And hopefully they'll be arriving in perfect timing for the opening day in 2 weeks. Speaking of ducks and duck hunting, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service breeding population report has been released, and there's good news, bad news, and more bad news for you duck hunters. We'll pass that along to you. And you might recall a few weeks ago, the Captic Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert, and I had the privilege of helping an 11-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio, with his life-threatening illness catch his lifetime fish. We call it Hunt and Fish of a Lifetime, and we captured it on a Bayou Wild TV episode titled Mighty Miguel, and it's airing this week if you'd like to tune it in. And this morning you're going to hear from Miguel. We've entitled that episode Mighty Miguel, and also his mom, Arabella, who came along with the trip. We'll be talking to them and Captain Ryan Lambert. Now, you've probably heard this famous quote, although it's pretty controversial as who really started it, where it goes, there's a sucker born every minute. Well, I've got some tips for you if you are a prospective used boat buyer, how not to be a boat-buying sucker. And we've also got the story of a flim-flam boat salesman who earned this morning's title of, you guessed it, Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Your coastal marine forecast, if you're getting ready to head into the truck and go down to the launch, you're going to be looking at variable winds today, offshore and inshore. On the offshore, there'll be about 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 3 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, about 6 to 12. Now, they'll be coming northeasterly tomorrow with that approaching frontal system, and you can expect probably seas increasing to 2 to 4 tomorrow and 8 to 15 knots on the winds on the interior lakes and bays. So a little bit more breezier tomorrow. Good tidal ranges all across the coast. I'm looking at the radar right now, and all the way from Beaumont, Texas to Pensacola, Florida, along the coast, not a drop of rain anywhere, but different story A little north of us as that frontal system approaches. In fact, it extends all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, through Memphis, down through Monroe, Shreveport, and on into Dallas and as far as Waco, Texas. Got a little bit of a system there. Moving steadily to the northeast as that frontal system approaches. But it doesn't look like we got any rain this weekend. Should be clear. Don't let those light temperatures this morning fool you. It's going to get hot. It'll be up probably close to high 80s or 90s today, but certainly more pleasant than what it has been. And looking out to the Gulf Coast, in the Gulf of America, and further to the east, doesn't see anything out there. Looks like it could be possible tropical storm or depression threat. So that's some really good news. All right, we're going to be back to take you down to Shell Beach, where we chat with Robbie Campbell, get a fishing report from the St. Bernard Parish area. He will be next, and you'll hear it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And let's take you down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach. Robbie Campos standing by. And Robbie, how's the week been and what's the forecast for the weekend looking like? Looks like we got some pretty decent weather.
Well, you know, Don, earlier this week, I'll give you a recap of what happened here this week. You know, the wind started out, I'm talking about from last Sunday, northwest, and then it went north and northeast. And, you know, a northeast wind, Don, is brutal for us Breton Sound. And we had northeast winds for most of early part of the week anyway. And it made fishing conditions really tough out in Breton Sound. Now, the latter part of the week, Thursday, Friday, you know, on, it you know, it got right, and they caught plenty of fish out there. And, Don, but most of the people did a lot of red fishing. They went up in the marshes and Bluxy Marsh and fished up in the Mr. Go here, up going towards Violet. Even in on the south side of Mr. Go here, going back towards the river, towards Bay Lafourche. You know, that's what most everybody had to do. So, Thursday, Friday was a game changer. You know, people got to get out, went fishing you know, hit the islands. Went wade fishing out there. They did very well in the water fishing speckled trout out there this past couple of days. You know, it's just, but northeast wind is a real killer for that sound, because there's no spot in that marshes that's calm. You know what I mean? Or in the sound that's calm, because that wind just drives right in, even by the long rocks. You know, and if it's got more east in it, even behind the rocks, you only got one little bitty spot, and that's right there by the cut where you could kind of get out of that a little bit. And then you're piling up a bunch of boats in just one little bitty area, that really generally doesn't work very well. but Don, there's a ton of trout in the inside. You know, they 12. 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters, 12 and seven eighths. You know, these fish are just about right there. I get a guy yesterday, tells me, says, when is the transition going to happen? I said, the transition is happening, bud, right in front of your face. What do you mean? I said, you didn't change the law. The law changed, the government changed the law. Well, what, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, how many fish you caught today? So, man, we must have threw 100 trout back. That was 12 and a half, 12 three-quarter inches. I said, well, 2 years ago, you'd have been keeping a fish that was over 12 inches, right? Yeah. I said, well, you answered your own question. I said, the transition, it's really hard, Don, to catch a 13-inch fish in the inside waters at this time of the year. Now, I don't know if we're doing these resources any justice or not, because you know, I hear this all day long. We must have caught 40. We must have caught 50. We caught 100. And realistically, they're probably not catching 100. It seems like they're catching 100, but they're catching undersized fish. You know, it's 12 and 7/8, 12 and 3/4. Are we doing the resources any good by hooking these fish, catching ripping lips, you know, handling the fish and throwing it back? I don't know what the mortality rate is on this. I know it's got to be higher than we think, but I just don't know if we're doing the resources any good here. How fast does a fish grow? That's 12 and 3/4 inches. Look, fish grow really fast, a speckled trout especially, from a fingerlet to 11 and a half inches. The fish that you catch at 11 and a half inches now, Don, will be your fish for next year. That fish is not going to be ready for November or December. That's going to be a fish for next year. A fish that's 12 and 3/4, 12 and a half, 12, 7, 8, whatever, that fish might, you probably catch that fish in mid-November or December, be ready. But it's really hard to, you know, to put a 13-inch trout in the boat in these inside waters at this time, you know, at this time of the year, in September. Had the limits not changed to 13 inches, people would be catching them. I'm assuming they would keep them. You know they would. They would be keeping them. If it's legal, they would be keeping it. But, you know, these bigger trout, usually this moon that we're on right here is going to be the last moon of the spawn, which will be, you know, after this moon, those trout will migrate back up into these marshes, and you're going to start seeing places like Lake Eugene, you know, Bob's Lakes, Lake Eugene, you know, up in the marshes and Lake Elwha, and switching over to the south side of the channel, going, you know, Lake Machias, Mozambique Point, Stone Island, Iron Banks. You're going to see all that, you know, Lake Robin and Lake Ukiah. You're going to start seeing these places get, you know, more and more fish in them. But that's not going to be probably, you know, until we get a good cold front, which will probably, you know, we all want it today, believe me, because it's hot as heck right now, you know, but I would like a cold front right now, but realistically, that's not happening. We still got 80-degree weather around here, 85-degree weather. So hopefully, at the end of this month, we're going to start seeing some bigger fish being caught. You know, or October, we'll start seeing some bigger fish caught in this inside waters.
Well, you know, we're in the first year of the change in the regulation, and, you know, I think the jury's still out as to whether we're hurting the species more than we're helping them by catching and releasing so many undersized fish. I think what's going to tell the tale is in the next year and the year after, if we start seeing a lot more bigger fish, which has happened in other states that have done similar things, then the program is working. If we don't, if we continue to keep seeing these smaller fish, we might want to rethink it, you know, whether we've done the right thing by, you know. And again, people can help. I mean, it makes a big difference on how you handle a speckled trout to release it, whether it's going to survive or not. And when you multiply that times all the number of fishermen that are catching 30 or 40 undersized fish and putting them back and trying to avoid the predators getting them and trying to keep their hands wet to avoid taking the slime off, gently removing the hooks or cutting the line instead of ripping the gills out of them, all that makes a difference in what goes back into the water. So fishermen can do their part by doing that, and time will tell whether we made the right move or not.
Well, you know, Don, from talking to the biologists that sit in my parking lot here, they think generally when you do a change like this, it takes at least 5 years. So we're on year two of this change. So, you know, hopefully things go in a direction that they think it's going to go in. But me personally, I think that it's going to be, you know, I think that you're going to be catching a 12 and a half inch, a 12 and 7/8, a 12 and 3/4 inch trout here every year at this time. I don't think we're going to, I don't see that number jumping, but look, I've been wrong before, and I hope I am with this too. You know what I mean? I really do. I hope I'm wrong with this too. So, but, you know, when you read the handwriting on a wall, it's saying, you know, I think we're going to have the same size fish here every year. But you're right, handling the fish, people educate yourself on how to handle these fish. I mean, it's your resources, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, just, you know, try to do what you can and do your part to handle these fish with care and let them. And for the most part, people do, Don.
I think they do. I think you're right.
I don't think people are just out here to just, you know, just tear the hook out of them and, you know, throw the fish back. That's not what I get out of it. I think people are generally just want to do the right thing, but, you know, you got some people that just don't know. Educate yourself on how to handle these fish and release them back into the wild where they're not too busted up. And, you know, some things are unavoidable, whether he swallows a hook or, you know,
right.
Well, then more than likely he's pelican bait, you know, but or he's, you know, flipper bait. So, and what I mean by that, but a dolphin's eating them. Something's going to eat them, you know. But educate yourself on how to handle these fish. But the red fishing, Don, has been very, very good in the inside waters. And if you can't get out there to go out there, you should be able to get out this morning. It's nice and calm down here. I mean, but, you know, you got the LSU home today and the Saints home. Generally, that's not good for fishing because people want to watch football. So, you know, and then the start of the new season, people want to be in front of the boob tube and watching football.
Well, if you work it right, you can do both.
You're right. So, all right, well, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our staff's here. We're waiting on you, and we're going to get you in the water and get you going.
Sounds good, Robbie. Trump, thank you.
Hook the left. Bye-bye.
You got it. There he goes, Robbie Campos, Campos Marina, Shell Beach. All right, we come back and get to some of your text messages. What are y'all doing on this Saturday morning? Getting ready for dove or teal season? You're doing a little bit of late summer fishing? What's on your agenda? 504-260-1870 is our text line. Put it to good use. We're back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we have the recreational red snapper landing estimates. We call it snapper watch. When we reach the quota, or it's estimated that we reached a quota in each of the states, the season is shut down for the year. According to the latest real-time data collection information, through August 24th in Louisiana, it indicates that 767,662 pounds has been caught, which represents just about 86% of the total allocation, which was 894,955. Typically, the snapper harvest slows down this time of year with football coming on and back to school for the kids. But I tell you, some of the best time to get out there and catch some snapper with the, as far as weather conditions and seas is right about now. So still some time left to get in on the red snapper. Alabama still has some time. Mississippi doesn't send me their collection data. I wish somebody listening over there in Mississippi would send that so I could pass it along. All right, looking at our text message board, we've got the backstrap stacker checking in. He's up in the woods today. Little tractor work, then dove hunting and football watching this afternoon. Then he issued a correction where he said it's actually just football this afternoon. Dove season opens tomorrow. Actually, I mentioned Alabama's dove season opens next week, but that is in the south zone. The north zone actually opens today at 12 o'clock noon. So get the guns ready if you got a spot to hunt doves in the northern zone of Alabama. All right, we also have Slim checking in. He says, good morning, enjoying the show here in St. Francisville, Gulf of America. Hell yeah. Okay, Slim. Steelman, he's checking in from Covington. He's got some house chores today in advance of LSU Florida next weekend and teal season thereafter. In other news, congratulations to Dr. and Mrs. Biddles, the birth of their first child. Happy hunting. Well, got another sportsman maybe entering the world. All right, we got the Wingbone up in Wilmer, Alabama, listening. He says the deer are doing good. He had four in the backyard. Well, you know, they're just teasing you right now, Wingbone. You won't see him during the regular season. You know how those deer are. They read those regulations pamphlets, and maybe some of them even listen to this show so they know when the season's opening up. All right, we got the match director checking in. He's, guess what, competing in a match. He's up in Bogalusa, Louisiana. All right, we got some more text. We'll be back to share with you. If you got one, you can send it to us at 504-260-187. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released the 2025 waterfowl population status. There's good news, there's bad news, and more bad news. I'll be back to tell you about that right after this three-minute pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, and from among the many texts that we get in, this is an anonymous text that says, I'm stuck in my office, buried in paper, awaiting my attention, living vicariously through the reports from your correspondents. Thanks for bringing this slice of wonderfulness to us each week. Well, we're glad to provide that service. I understand when work calls and you want to get out, well, this is maybe the closest thing to it. All right, we have Brian Hutchinson said he's heading down to Leeville to get a little fishing in before work needs to be done at the hunting camp. You know, I always say that. You know, never let a day of fishing go by when there's work you can put off at the hunting camp tomorrow. And we have Dixie George, and this is a good tip. Hunter, beware. Tax-free. This is tax-free weekend. Make sure the stores aren't charging tax. Been to a few stores and had to remind them it is a tax-free weekend. Good tip there. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our stations to identify. When I come back, I'll talk about the 2020 fowl waterfowl population status that was released from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the 2025 waterfowl population report from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was issued this week, and there's some bad news, a little good news, and some bad news. Here's the bad news. I'm sure you want that first. The mallard population is down another 1% from 2025, which was not a good year at all, making the change from the long-term average now 17% below. And I'm not sure how much longer we're going to see that six birds 60-day season, because that's what they base it on, is the mallard population. All right, some more bad news. The scaup, we call them dogri in South Louisiana. Don't know what's going on with them, but they are down 25% long-term average. They're 10% less than what we had last year. That used to be the most plentiful duck we saw, particularly on open waters late in the season in Louisiana along the Gulf Coast. There's not any short stopping that I'm aware of going on. I just don't think the numbers are there, and it's a mystery as to what has happened to the huge numbers of scaup, or as we call them, dogri. More bad news, green-winged teal are down 15% from last year, blue-winged teal down 4%, and, of course, that has resulted in the reduction to a 9-day teal season this year, which will open up in Louisiana on the 20th, and will extend for 9 days only. Some good news. Gadwall, the gray duck population, is up from last year. And these numbers from last year were not good, but at least there's some bright spots. There are going to be a few more birds. Up 6%. The widgeon is up 9%. The spoonbill up 4%. The pintail up 13%, but still 41% below the long-term average. Diving ducks like redheads and canvasback, good news on both of those. The redhead is going to be up 17% and 22% on canvasback. Now, of course, you know, you can take these numbers and maybe kind of relate to what kind of season you're going to have. But I have seen things where local areas, for some strange reason, in bad years with as low populations, they're covered up in birds. And other times when it looks like there's a lot of birds, we don't see any in certain areas. And I'm sure it's got to do with local habitat conditions with submerged aquatic vegetation. But we'll be getting the waterfowl population data on what's actually here when we get closer to those regular duck seasons. We'll be getting some teal reports coming in a couple weeks when that opens up. I did want to let everybody know about the Atchafalaya Basin Freshwater Fisheries Public Meeting. There's going to be a public meeting held, and this is a chance for fishermen who fish the Atchafalaya Basin, very important, very popular freshwater area, to voice their opinion, ask questions, express concerns to the biologists. After a presentation will be made, there was a survey that was taken, a public survey, and they have the results. They'll pass that along. And this meeting is going to be Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., which is not bad. You know, normally they set these meetings at 10:30 in the morning when people are at work. This may give people a chance to actually attend it in person. I did request whether this meeting was going to be available on Zoom, which they do with their commission meetings, and I've yet to hear back from them. So maybe I'll have an answer for you on that by next Saturday. But you might want to put that down September 18th, Thursday evening. And if you've got a concern, something you want to talk about that you feel needs to be done in the Atchafalaya Basin with regard to fisheries, please plan to be at that meeting and have your voice heard. Something else I wanted to pass along, use boat and motor buying. I've got some tips for you. If you're going to be doing that, when you make the purchase, compare the registration and title to the boat and motor and make sure the hull identification and the serial numbers match the boat and motor and that it's not been changed. And make sure all outboard motors and other equipment actually have serial numbers and they have not been removed or obliterated. Also, be careful if the price is much lower than the value. If the price is too good to be true, there's a good chance it probably is. And, of course, never, ever buy a boat if the seller can't produce the ownership documents like the registration certificate or a title. Otherwise, you won't be able to register it, and you will be in violation if you use it. That also applies to trailers, boat trailers, boat motors, and boats. They all require registration certificates or titles. So make sure you take advantage of those tips if you're going to be buying a used boat. Sometimes you can get a great deal. You don't want to be a sucker born every minute. In fact, our bad boy of the outdoors is a flim-flam guy who was selling some boats with altered documents and forgery, and he's in a mess. We'll tell you his story coming up next hour. Right now, we'll take a quick break. We come back on the other side with Captain Kirk, going to get a fishing report from the western side of the state down around Hackberry Rod and Gun. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun. We bring in Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel joins us now. And, Kirk, I didn't get a chance to look at the real-time fish cleaning table camera. What came into the dock this week?
Let me see here. Today is Saturday. Thursday we had a good day. And it's funny. And conditions didn't change that much for Friday, but the fishing fell off for Friday, yesterday. And I call it, because it's September. September for speckled trout is transition month. You know, they finish their spawn and they're getting ready for the cold fronts to start hitting and to fatten up for winter. And that's when they start schooling up and feeding good. And this time of year, it's hard to pattern them. This month, and it's all going to develop as the cold fronts hit. The new pattern, and so it's. And now, redfish have shown up. We had some higher tides. We were able to get back in the marshes and catch redfish. So, and that's usually what happens in September. You'll start getting your redfish run, and that'll carry you through till the trout turn on again.
Yeah, we had some good redfish reports picking up from other areas. Well, you've been fishing down there for so many years. I don't want to say how many, but, you have witnessed this transition year after year. What typically happens? Where do the fish go? What are their tendencies once that transition's complete?
Well, it's funny. It's like it's every year they know the calendar. I mean, it's like when September 1st gets here, the patterns just change. I mean, where you've been catching fish and you'll go there, the conditions will be the same and just the fish aren't there, or they're there and they're not feeding. I guess because of the stress of the spawn or whatever, just like with bass and freshwater, and this is just my guess. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. It's just what I've seen over the years. And then it's September and I've seen it get kicked in middle, late September, middle to the middle end of September. It's all around the cold fronts when they come in, and you get a push of bait from the marsh gets the trout to school back up and turn back on. That water temperature falling.
Any difference in whether you use live or artificial?
Right now, you could catch them on both, but right now, the water's clear because we've had all summer, not a lot of rain. You should add that to the summer farm. So, I feel comfortable throwing artificial all day, just like with live bait. The deal with live bait, there are a lot of little undersized trout, and that just tears live bait up. I just soon throw artificial.
Right. We're going to have a little bit of a front coming through over the weekend,
yeah,
and talking about maybe in the 60s early on Monday morning, and we got a full moon, so we got to talk teal, man. You starting to see, and we'll be seeing more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we'll see a little push here with this. I've been seeing, they've been trickling in, seeing birds here and there. Because we're in the marsh, we're not in rice fields. I'm here in the rice fields are loading up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the marsh, we're seeing some trickle in, like I said, and this front should bring some more birds in.
How many times have you seen it where the rice fields are loaded up, not much in the marsh, but once the shooting starts, then they end up coming into the marsh?
Just about every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for as long as I've been doing it, the marsh hunting for teal season is just totally different from rice field hunting. And it's usually when they start blasting the rice fields, they come to the marshes. And now, every now and then, you'll get everything is just right, lines up, the marshes are perfect, where the teal will be in the marsh. But it's usually on years that's a little drier and the water levels are real low because, they like that shallow water. That's why they're in the rice fields or the buffalo fields.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to redfish, are they really up in the marshes where you're fishing them in shallow marshes, almost like a real fall pattern, or are they still kind of behind the dams and in some of the deeper water?
No, they're back in the marsh. Back, yeah, fishing the shorelines, and there's schools of fish back there. And, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, you can catch those on artificial. I like to throw a gulp shrimp under a popping cork if I'm throwing artificial for the redfish. Now, and, of course, live shrimp, you can't go wrong with that under a popping cork.
Yeah, I love the sight fish, those redfish. Explain to people, when you see a school moving, how do you identify them as redfish as opposed to mullets or some other type of non-species you're targeting?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt when you see them pushing down a shoreline and, you know, and baits erupting out in front of them, kind of get away from them. And, it's a school of redfish, or it could be a single fish you see pushing. And, you know, you want to try to get in front of them or stay in front of them if you can. It's hard to chase those fish. If they get by you, you're better off letting them go and maybe circle out around and try to head them off further up the shoreline.
Yeah, and even though somebody might be a pinpoint caster, you don't want to throw it on that redfish's nose. You want to throw it past him and behind him and then drag it in front of him.
Yeah, you want to – exactly. You don't want to hit on him because you'll spook him usually. Just try and get it back and drag the bait. You know, that sometimes that takes some pretty nifty casting.
That's what makes it all fun, and that's why we do it. Well, Kirk, sounds like things are getting ready for a very exciting fall. If somebody wants to come down there and enjoy it with you, tell them all the different ways they can find you.
Okay, well, call us at the lodge there at the office. It's 337-762-3391, and our website's HackberryRodAndGun. You spell out and.com, and look at the live cam feed. I mean, it shows what we're doing.
Easy enough. All right, let's get Scotty to beam us up next time, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Talk to you later, Don. Thank you.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. All right, we come back after this. We move a little bit more to the central part of the state. We check in at Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter's there for us right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we go down to Grand Isle to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And, Darrell, I got good red fishing reports turning on east of you and west of you. Tell me that the redfish have turned on in Grand Isle, too.
Well, I can tell you, Don, while we've been trout fishing, we've been catching some undersized reds. So I can only imagine that that's the case also. We haven't really been up in that marsh very much. You got to remember, in the week we had some... You know, down here we had some hellacious eastern winds, and it kind of restricted where we could go. In fact, earlier in the week was really, really tough. I mean, it was really hard to find a fish anywhere. However, the last two or three days, that has kind of started to pick up. We've got a new crop of shrimp that have shown up, so we're starting to catch some of those little small 50, 60-count shrimp. So... any day now, we're going to probably start seeing the birds congregate and the fish being on the, you know, on the schools of shrimp. However, they have at least shown up and started to show, you know, as opposed to earlier this week, they've shown up and started to show some aggression. So the last couple of days, we've had some decent catches of fish. And I anticipate, of course, we're fighting an almost full moon, but I anticipate that that's going to continue at least until that front comes in. That thing and we'll have to reevaluate.
Have you been to any of the reefs and gotten found any trout action on those upper inside reefs?
That's the only place we found trout earlier this week, and it wasn't so much the reefs. And when I say upper reefs, I mean at least Bassa Bassa, Hagberry Bay, and further north. We had like I said, it wasn't necessarily the reefs. We had such bad weather that we were hiding behind grass points and doing what I call the old school thing. We were just working the shelves. Yeah, and, you know, 90% of our islands that we have, if it's got a point on it, it's also got a ledge underwater because it's a rapidly eroding island. So, you know, aside from the grass, you see another 20, 30 feet out from it, it's got a shelf that extends there, a hump. And that's where the action came from, mostly earlier in the week, hiding from the wind. Now, yesterday we were able to work the open water real good, and of course our catch increased. You know, we've said for the last month or 3 weeks that it looked like, you know, we were starting to see trout in transition mode. I mean, we're catching 20 and 22 inch trout on the interior bays, but just not a boat full of them yet. Mm-hmm. But that transition is starting, Several of the trout that I cleaned yesterday still had eggs in them, so I believe we've got, well, we, like I said, we're coming up on a full moon. I think this will probably be their last spawn of the year. But yeah, after this, then they really should start transitioning in. And look, I'm going to echo what Kirk said. Whole lot of small fish. I mean, the majority, we had 100 shrimp with us yesterday, and the majority of the fish that we caught were all on plastic. We did periodically try shrimp. We caught fish on shrimp. But darn, you're going through a whole lot of them because everything, you know, all the trash fish are there, the baby Jack Crevels, the lady fish, and everything else. And, man, they love, everybody loves them some shrimp, right?
Yep. Well, I'm sure you're getting plagued with the 12 and a quarter, 12 and a half, 12 and 3/8, 12 and 7/8 trout that have to be released. And how bad are the pelicans and dolphin? That seems to be, Grand Isle area seems to be the worst for the predator fish getting those throwbacks.
Well, the pelicans aren't necessarily an object or a concern for us, but the daggum dolphins, man. It just turns your stomach to think that you're handcuffed by regulation that's meant to be a conservation measure, but yet I would say 70 to 90% of the fish you throw back are just, I mean, they're waiting right inside the boat, right under the boat, and they're all eaten. And it's like, you know, 2 years ago, a 12-inch fish would have at least made a fillet. Now it's being wasted to a dolphin.
Well, a 70 to 90% mortality rate on released fish is not what's going to get accomplished what the biologists were looking for. So, I don't know. Maybe they factor that in. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But, again, time is going to tell. I think we're probably 2 or 3 years away from seeing the final results of whether that, you know, going up to a higher minimum size is going to work.
Well, you know, Don, it was several years ago. Well, just after Ida, NOAA was here. They have NOAA in the University of Florida picked Barataria Bay to do a very extensive satellite tagging program because it's got the highest population of dolphins of anywhere in the United States. And I talked to the guy that was running it, and he said they estimated that in Barataria Bay alone there was over 2,000 dolphins. So. I'm thinking, hey, there might be hope. I mean, we had the black bear come back, and they opened the season. You know, maybe there's hope. We just got to start lobbying for it.
Good luck on that one. Now, we got to run. Tell people how to get you. On my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, what's your site?
RealScreamers.com, or pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And Don, I had a guy on the boat. I had a guy on the boat the other day that told me those dolphins taste about like eagle.
Yeah, about the same penalty too if you get caught with one. Stay away from the dolphin. All right, my friend. See you next week.
All right, buddy. Bye bye.
All right. Coming up next hour, you're gonna hear from a lady named Arabella Lopez and her son, Macaulay Mighty Miguel. He came down here and caught his fish of a lifetime with Captain Ryan, who'll also join us. We got Captain Mike Gallo with a fishing report. Butch Ridgedale's got your paddler's report for you, and also a bad boy story about a flim-flam boat salesman. He's going to be this morning's bad boy of the outdoor story. Also, your text messages, send them on to us, 504-260-1870. Hour number two is just minutes away on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.